We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, anyway, maybe to kind of smooth that over a little bit, we have the top sideline reporter at WIP, an American broadcast legend.
Yes.
So Howard Eskins online. Hi, Howard.
Good morning.
All right, Howard, let's just start with this. How bad was it? You were there on the sideline in New Orleans. How bad was it?
It was as bad as I can remember. It was ugly. It was nasty. It was certainly not a lot of fun. You know, I'm trying to think of the last game that was that bad. And I go back to the Cincinnati game. What was it, a few years ago when they were getting buried? It was... Well, you knew it was going to be bad after the first three series. When New Orleans is up 17-0, I said, this is not very pretty. I had some hope. I had some hope when they held New Orleans to a field goal on their first possession when they scored, and then it dissipated very quickly.
Well, Howard, there were two interesting sideline reactions that I want to get your thoughts on. One was after the interception, the first interception that Wentz threw. He was angry as hell when he came to the sideline. Was he mad at himself? Was he mad at the play call? What was he mad about?
Well, he's mad at himself because in most of those cases, either the throw was bad or he went to the wrong receiver. But the throw was bad. I think was the first interception the one by the safety?
The long ball, the real deep one.
I don't think he saw the coverage by the safety. Okay. I didn't ask him directly what that was, but you could see that the receiver was open with the coverage by the corner, but I don't think he saw the safety. And I think that was, obviously, you've got to know that. And he, in a lot of cases, especially last year, he did know that. But he was certainly mad at himself.
You're right on the point we want to talk about, Howard. Why is he regressing? A lot of people, including us, are starting to look at the assistants and wondering if they're doing as good a job as Reich and DeFilippo did last year.
Well, we know Frank Reich was a really good coach.
Right.
DeFilippo was a really good coach. And I like both of them. But Minnesota looked brutal on Sunday night with Kirk Cousins, who John DeFilippo is the offensive coordinator there. So it's easy to say when players don't make plays. But regressing, well, you don't have the same running backs. The offensive line is inconsistent. There have been mistakes on blocks. But when you're under, it appears to me that he's under more pressure. Pressure from the rush, not self-imposed pressure. Pressure from the rush, and the play action is wonderful if you've got the running backs to be able to do it. But as well as we all think that Josh Adams has done, he's still no more than a backup running back in the NFL. And I think really players make coaches look good. And right now, it's a combination of things where the Eagles, there's too many mistakes. And all you have to do is make one mistake, whether it's on either side of the ball, and it disrupts the whole thing for whatever that play was, whether it was offensively, defensively, in this case, offensively. It's not good. He's under so much more pressure, and he's not making the throws that he did last year.
All right, Howard, the other tantrum came late in the game by Malcolm Jenkins after he had shot the finger at Sean Payton. Was he angry that they were running the score up? What was he mad about?
Well, all he said after the game was that he respects Sean Payton. Well, obviously not.
Right.
I would think he was mad that he got beat on the play. Yeah. And that's more than anything. I mean, he got beat like a drum.
Right.
And it's single coverage, and he's not going to be able to keep up with Kamara, but you can't let him get behind you. So he made a mistake. And I guess he's mad on 4th and 7 that they go, that they went deep.
Yeah.
There's no question that I think Sean Payton ran up the score. I think he's a terrific coach, but he did run up the score. And that was a little over the top. But you still got to go out there and play. So he lost his cool. But he's the one that made the mistake on the play.
Right.
So, and he couldn't keep up with Kamara.
Howard, I need you to blame the number one person for a 4-6 season so far. Who do we blame the most for what's going on with the Eagles?
Ooh, that's a really, really difficult question. I don't think you can put it in the lap of any one person.
You have to. I just asked it that way.
I know. Well, yeah, but there is no. It's a combination of things. But the last people I would put the blame on are the coaches.
The coaches.
I mean, last year, yeah,
no blame for the coaches.
Because last year, Doug got a lot of credit, but he couldn't have done it without the play of the players. They're playing with Manny Moe and Jack in the secondary.
Howard, answer my question. What's how easy is this? Jonesy, name one person that you blame the most.
Doug Peterson.
There it is. Al, name one person.
Defensive coordinator.
To blame the head coach.
Jim Schwartz.
The head coach.
Look how quick they answered the question. It's not a trick question.
Okay,
the sideline. Give me a name.
Okay, well, ask Jonesy who's the number one person while the Flyers are just an average
team. Let's stay on point here, Howard.
No, don't get confused.
Doing Flyers right now.
Stay on.
Yeah, well, no, but Jonesy won't. He won't do that with the Flyers.
Howard, give me one name.
This isn't about Jonesy. It's about more knowledgeable than Jonesy, Howard.
You're as big a homer as Jonesy?
Hold on a minute, Howard.
Give me one, Howard.
Howard, who is the most knowledgeable person on football in the media in this city?
Besides me.
Howard, name the guy most responsible for 4-6.
There is not one. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm
going
to name the quarterback because the quarterback's got to make plays. All right?
I can't believe you said that, Howard. Wow. That's terrible to lay it on the quarterback.
Stop it. Stop it.
Agree on something, Howard, for the first time.
Rhea's with you on that one, Howard. Rhea's with you on that one. All right, I got to move you over. I got to do something here because the Sixers are becoming a phenomenon with Jimmy Butler. Couple of things. How is it that Butler came in and had such a great impact, positive impact on the Sixers? Golden Tate came in almost the same time, hasn't had much of an impact at all on the Eagles. Why is that, Howard?
Well, because one player can make a difference on a basketball team. There's five players that are your main players. On a football team, there's so many different things and so many different players. Obviously, the quarterback is a key element that can change it, but without the other things going well. So in basketball, it comes down to one player, and he's a really good player.
Yes, he is.
And he can add something which they didn't have. First of all, he adds something and he's going to add more of that when he's not even on the court. Because if somebody's not doing the right thing, he's going to get up their rear end. And Jonesy likes that. But it's just he is going to get on somebody if they don't do it. So he is a real leader,
yep.
And he's a really good player. And they needed both. And they needed an outside shooter. They needed somebody that had another element. But it's in basketball, one player – I mean, think about the years. You know, you brought up Iverson this morning. Think about the years that he played. He didn't have any scores around him because that's the way Larry Brown set it up. He set it up where Iverson was going to score most of the points. He just wanted other defenders. But one player in basketball can really, a starter obviously, yep. can really make a difference. And that's why I think he's had such a great impact, because Embiid's the best player, and Jimmy Butler is right behind him as a player, and they didn't have that element. And I think that's why he made such an impact.
I say this every week. You are so much better in basketball than football. It's amazing.
He's not on the sidelines.
Now, Howard, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's not on the sideline in basketball. Anyway, Howard, the final thing I want to know, and I'm really curious about this because it was kind of an awkward moment at the Sixers game last night when, after the game, Butler had a really long hug, 24 seconds, with Allen Iverson. Now, somebody showed me a photo. You have been hugged by Iverson yourself. Is that correct?
Yes, that is. He's got great hugs. He's got great hugs.
All right, but wait a minute. How long was your hug? Did you time it?
It wasn't a Jimmy Butler-ish type hug. It was probably the longest the hug from Iverson for me was probably about 10 to 12 seconds. So I'm half as good as Jimmy Butler.
All right, but did you break it off or did he break it off?
He broke it off. I mean, you just...
You know, you were ready to go as long as he was.
Everybody loves to get hugged, Angelo.
I would not accept a hug from you, Howard.
Andy Reid through the TV screen?
Well, Angelo hasn't been hugged for, 10 to 15 years?
That's bad, Howard. It's true. It's very true. Howard Eskin, ladies and gentlemen, the true genius in sports in this
Blamed
town.
Blamed it Thank all on correct. Carson Wentz.
See you
That's
later,
amazing.
Howard.
He's not a Wentz guy.
Boy, did I have
that
to
was
work
rough.
Hard to get him to
yes,
give me a name.
Did.
I'm exhausted.
I can't blame you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.